Okay, we're on page 310. We're starting a new simon. Simon Chinchof Dalet. Dinei hachonas machol lebehema b'shalas. Preparing food for an animal on Shabbos. Now, you might think that's not that relevant, but there are a lot of principles here that are very relevant and relevant to malachas we've learnt. So it says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Ein koivrin hateven b'kavara sheyipol hamoitz la'oret. One's not allowed to sift the teven, the straw, so that the moitz, that the chaff should fall down. Nor should you put it in a high place that the chaff should kind of blow, come down. What you can do though is use this kvar, this sieve or sifter. You can use the sifter to transfer food from A to B. You're not supposed to use it to sift, but you can put if you want to use it like a container to transfer the food, even though, as we're going to see, even though stuff will fall through, but you're allowed to put the straw, whatever the produce, inside this sifter, and then use it to transfer the produce and tip it into the trough for the animals. Even though automatically it's going to happen that there's going to be some chaff falling through, mutter kevin she'enem chavin, since that's not what he's using it for, he's not trying to take out the chaff, therefore it's permitted. So if Karl Aleph and Mishnah Berurah ke'en koivrin. So using like a center of a sifter, that's the malacha of merakeid, the av malacha. Sifkotten base hateven to transfer the straw. Who masha mechatchin hakash b'moyrigin v'oisin kolzna b'shiboyas teven. When you cut the shaft and using like a center of a blade to cut it, then the kolzna b'shiboyas teven, right? The whole tail, the bottom part of the shaft. Away from where the other end of from where the grain actually is, that is teven, straw, or hay. Is that the better word? Umoitzu mizakana shibayas elyon. What is moitz? That is from the what's called the zakana shibayas at the top. You've got this this chaff or this kind of layer that's hanging down from where the grain is. That's the shibayas elyon. Ve'enu oy lemacha behem, animals can't eat it. It's not for them. So therefore, people, when they prepare food for their animals, they will sift out or shake it, whatever, through a sifter, so that the chaff should fall down and shouldn't be mixed up with the food that's for the animals. Even that's prohibited. Certainly, you're not allowed to actually sift it to take out the impurities, to take out the refuse stuff. Here's just the chaff. And kol shekein, you can't actually take out the psoilis, the refuse, the zeh hu merakeid mamash v'chayav, because that would be actually a full malacha. So the Shulchan Aruch was talking about when the chaff, which is not really psoilis, it's just they don't eat it, you're not allowed to take that out by using a sifter, and certainly you can't take out real refuse, like stones or something like that, which would be an issa d'oraisa. So if cotton gimel, neifel me'elav, and the chaff, was he doing the second case of the Shulchan Aruch? He's just putting it in a high place, and the chaff kind of falls down. Derech nikvei hakvar. Why? Because you're not shaking the sifter. You're just putting it in a high place, and then because of the just kind of naturally goes through, the chaff comes out that way, without you actually kind of shaking it. You're just putting it in a high place. That's also osa. But again, what we said you can do is use the sifter as a way to just transport the straw, whatever it is, and to transport it to put it into the trough. That will be okay, even though there's going to be some chaff falling through. Sif base in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yimdoit adam sa'irim laseis lifnei behemtoi ele mashayet ba'im edaito. A person is not allowed to measure out barley to give to his animal. All he can do is mashah ba'im edaito, making an estimation by looking at it. He'll estimate how much he needs to give to them, but he can't actually measure it out. Sif cotton dalad, lo yimdoi, you shouldn't measure. Hainu bekli hamida, with a measuring container. Because it looks like he's measuring to sell. But to just take a different type of kli, not specifically a measuring kli, you just happen to know that this kli is a kav measure or two kav measure, then that's okay. So basically, you're not actually using any type of measure. You're just you're just kind of taking cups of it out, whatever it is, and you're evaluating your mind as you're doing it, how much you're taking. That would be okay. I'm belly rubber. Okay, Sif Gimel is the last Sif we're doing this week. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein goivlin musan lebehema or letanagoyim. You're not allowed to mix bran for your animal or for your bird or for your chickens. Avanois nimboy mayim. What you can do, you can't mix it, but what you can do is add water to the bran. If I'm actually a Mishnah. Uma viboy talvad oy makel shesiverev. And then you can pass a talvad, like a large spoon, or makel, or stick, and move it in a formation, as you were asking about the other day, shesiverev, crisscross. You do it in crisscross form. You don't stir, but you do it in a crisscross. First do one direction, then perpendicular. So, which is obviously an unusual way of mixing. You usually mix by moving in a circle. Since you're not actually mixing with your hands, nor are you moving the spoon or the stick around in circles, therefore it's mutter. That's okay. And also you can pour it from one container to another. You added the water to the bran, which is mutter, and in terms of mixing it, you can tip it from one kli to another, backwards and forwards, as a way of mixing it. That's okay. You can mix the bran in one kli in this way that we described before, and then divide up into a number of different containers, smaller containers. But nice, and if they call behemoth, and then give each animal its own container. And if you are mixing it in one kli, you're even allowed to do a large quantity, like one kor or two kor, which is a very large amount. That's okay. However, that was all the first opinion. The second opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch holds, you're not allowed to even add the water to the bran on Shabbos. And when did the Gemara speak about being permitted to move it in a crisscross form, a spoon or whatever? Only when the water was already added to the bran before Shabbos. But you can't add the water on Shabbos and then mix it, certainly not, according to this opinion. If you added the water before Shabbos, then you'd be allowed to move it, move the stick or spoon in a crisscross form to be able to mix it up. But again, as long as the water was added before Shabbos. Ayin la'el, simen chin chof alef, so she's tezayin, gabi shum, b'chad, v'keit, z'nagim, what should you do about preparing garlic and mustard we spoke about in chin chof alef, if you remember, when we spoke about lisha. And we're talking about lisha in this sif as well. So that's why I said it's connected to the inyonim, and it's important even if you're not actually preparing food for your animals, because you might not have a cow or the like. But nevertheless, it's all the same halachas, all connected. Sif, cotton, hay, and the Mishnah Berurah. In Govlin, we said you're not allowed to mix the bran with the water. Meaning we're not talking about the actual pouring, we're talking about the mixing. After Einoi Bar Gibel, or pouring and mixing. Right. So even though bran is not a Bar Gibel, remember the two categories, a Gibel and a Bar Gibel. Right, a Gibel and a Bar Gibel. A Bar Gibel is something that mixes very well, and a Lav Bar Gibel is something that does not mix well. And we saw a big machlekes about a Lav Bar Gibel, whether you can even get to a Doraisa in such a case. So Mursan, which is bran, is not a Bar Gibel, does not mix well. But we made a Gezer Drabonon not to mix it in the regular way, because you might come to mix flour with water, which would be Dechayiv Mishum Lash, which would be a Doraisa of Lisha. A number of Rishonim hold that even when it comes to bran, you could get to an Issa D'Oraisa of Lisha, Ayin and Mishnah Be'alocha about that. So we're making changes over here in the Shulchan Aruch. The way you mix it has to be with the Shinei, therefore. Sifkot and Vav Mursan. Ve'ein Chiluk ben im Megabel Harbe Oim Ma'ad. It makes no difference when we're mixing. We said you can't mix it whether you're doing a large or small quantity. It's all the same Issa. Sifkot and Zayim, but we said you can add water. Avar Noisnim by Mayim. What about adding water, not to bran, but to flour in this way? So we said adding water and then moving a spoon in an unusual fashion, etc. That's what we were describing about the bran. But what about when it comes to actual flour, which is seemingly much worse? It's going to depend on the opinions of the Rishonim, says the Taz. And we had two groups of Rishonim in the matter. De la Rambam also, because the Rambam would say it's also to add the water, but according to other poiskim, it be permitted. And this is all within the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch here, that you are allowed to water, add water to the bran, just you have to be careful how you mix it. But the second opinion, but the end of the sif, we saw a second opinion which is more stringent, that prohibits adding water to the bran. You can't add water to bran on Shabbos, because as soon as you add the water, you're doing the act of gibel, the malacha already takes place. If you remember, we had two groups who were showing him about this in Simon Shin Chof Alef. This is the Machmirim, who hold that just adding the water to a Lav Bar Gibel is a Malacha Doraisa. Is that in English? just adding water to something which doesn't mix well, since mixing won't actually do anything to it afterwards, then you already transgressed the issue of kneading, of lisha, just by adding the water, according to these opinions of these group of Rishonim. Certainly to add water to flour would be definitely asa to do. You definitely can't add water to flour. So the Shulchan Aruch said that you can add water to the bran, then you can move the spoon or the stick around in a crisscross, because you're not mixing by hand, and you're not using a spoon or a stick in a circular fashion, therefore it's permitted. But if you would mix it by hand or use a spoon and move around in a circle, then it looks like you're doing an act of kneading, and that's why you can't do it. But we said even a large quantity can be prepared. You're allowed to mix in one kli even a large quantity, even a kor or even kriwaim, even two kor. So we're talking about a case, a large quantity is only when you have a large amount of animals or animals that eat a lot that they need that amount of food. But to prepare a large amount of this bran when you don't need all of it, you just need part of it, and the rest is going to be for after Shabbos, that would be asa. And then we saw the end of the Sif, a opinion that prohibits adding water to bran on Shabbos itself. That the mixing that the Gemara spoke about was only when you added the water before Shabbos. Hudas Balatrumos, the Siaita. This is the opinion of the Balatrumos, which is Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Baliatosis. The Poiskim, Karebi, because they paskin like Rebbe in the Gemara, to Sirule, the Minasinus Mayim, Lechud, Chayim, Meshim, Gibel, Bekemach, Musun, Be'ifa, Bechol Dava. Whatever you add water to, it will be, if you paskin like Rebbe, you will say that it's a Malacha Doraisa as soon as you add the water, even before you mix it. So therefore, of course, you can't add water to bran, because that already activates the Issa, even without the mixing. Valkain, Sirch, Yitain, Alav, Hamayim, and Bajurim, therefore, you'd have to add the water before Shabbos. And even if we do say you add the water before Shabbos, and now it comes to Shabbos, you say, well, I've done the malach, I added the water already before Shabbos. No, but when it comes to mixing, you're still only allowed to mix in a shinui, in an unusual manner, but not in a regular way. And the unusual manner we described was shefi v'erev, doing a crisscross formation. That would be okay. I mentioned the other day, well, not in public, but when we say moving in a crisscross, so you first move it one way and then perpendicularly move the other way, you're doing it as a crisscross rather than a circular formation with your stick or with your spoon, that the Chazon Ish says, if you want to do that crisscross, you can't, you have to take the spoon out when you do the criss and the cross, when you finish with your criss and you move on to your cross, right? So you have to take the spoon out before you move on, because if you want to now do the opposite, the perpendicular direction, you leave the spoon inside, you'll be moving it, you know, a quarter circle round to get the perpendicular direction, right? Right. What?
So you go to the middle.
Yeah, he goes to the middle. Yes, with a gear stick. Yeah, but he says, take the spoon out and then move it to where you want to start in the opposite perpendicular direction and do it like that. Yeah, here. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah on Sifkot Yud Aleph. Well, the Ramah happened at the end. The Ramah said, look, refers us back to Simon Shin Chof Aleph in Sifter Zion about garlic and about mustard. If you remember, we did it not long ago, last week, the week before, I don't remember. Ayla El Simon Shin Chof Aleph. Red Saloma. The Shamnis Baye, we explained over there, the Nayagim Lachmir Kesvaras Balatruma. That the minig is to be Machmir like the Balatruma, that as soon as you add the water, you're doing the Malacha. Right? The Kosovo Chay Adam Shasad Chag Ishlatir Alidei Eni Yehudi. That even though we ourselves passing like the safety of the Balatruma, but in a Shasad Chag, you could be Mako, in a pressing situation, you could be Mako to follow, to have a Goy add the water. What does it mean? It means he should add the water on Shabbos and mix it with a shinui. That's what you should attempt to do. And now another nekudovim amayim hayu oischim. What if you're adding water to the bran and the water is hot? Also, I feel alidei in Yehudi laois mekli rishon mishum mevashel. You can't pour water, even have a goy pour water from a hot kli rishon, which is the kli where you heated up the water. You can't take that water and pour it out onto this food, onto this bran, because it's going to cook the iru klirishon. When you pour from a klirishon onto something, it cooks at least the outer layer, we pass in midoraisa. And ya'are ha'ini yehudi metchila ha'mayim l'sheni klisheni. Rather, the goy should pour the water into a second kli. Now it's a klisheni. V'chach yishpech ha'mayim alamor. So now that it's in a klisheni, you can pour from the klisheni onto the bran. That is okay. Vada, again, so that even a Jew could have been doing that part, but the problem here is the lisha. adding the water is the problem, not the cooking. Cooking can be solved by pouring it from a klisheni onto something, onto the bran. But in terms of the licha, that's why you're having a goy do it. And a shas dechak, you're allowed to. Veda, the morson hanizka v'shulchan aruch, who, what is this morson? Who klippas hatavua hanishereth benafa k'shin menapin es hakemach. When you sift flour, you end up with the husk of the grain that remains inside this sieve. Well, the Indian mites and the sheris onto page Kufn and Rav, and in terms of mites again, which is a type of husk, and the sheris base adisha that comes off when you thresh. We're not talking about that over here in the Shulchan Aruch at all. And be'alocha should be yarnu the Indian mites should bevadei shlizar shlelitin hamayim bad smite b'Shabbos. Definitely can't add water to the when the chaff there on Shabbos. The behabeg that they were showing him chayv there mishum lash, because you add water to chaff. This mites, then you are a contamination, and you're doing an issa, do you issa of leisha, just adding the water. Adkan.